Chapter 1. The short, squat man shaded his eyes, as much to hide his face as to shield his vision against the intense, late summer sun. Built like a fireplug, sweats like a pig, his football coach used to say, mostly to get under his skin, but also to make an excuse for not letting him play quarterback. Never mind that he had the best arm on the team and could read defenses better than anyone, that he could outrun all but the fleetest of wide receivers and running backs, and every last defensive lineman who lumbered after him in Parks and Rec League, that he'd broken records for touchdowns and passing yardage in junior high ball, and, damn it, focus! He cursed himself and shook his head to force the distracting thoughts away. Look for the girl. Ensure she's a safe distance from ground zero, and that she didn't return to her car and drive to where her kid played under adult supervision, for now. He smiled. Such a great plan. If he didn't have such an important job to do at the moment, he'd pat himself on the back, literally, something his coach would never do. Movement caught his eye to the left. A tall, curvy woman with light brown skin and thick black curls emerged from the parking structure. Even wearing those stupid, oversized sunglasses, he recognized her. The bitch. He'd never forget that face, that condescending stare, telling him he wasn't good enough for her. She'd regret that decision. He'd make sure of it. He watched her walk for a moment, striding toward the center of campus, checking her cell phone. Oblivious. Unsuspecting. Perfect. He tapped a message into the burner phone in his hand. Move. Now. Hit send. Then he walked in the opposite direction from her, tossing the burner into a garbage can on the way to his car, never looking back.